Now let's talk about the file manager. File manager allows you to upload files into your hosting account right from inside your cPanel. If you click on file manager, it opens up a window where you can control the inside of your hosting account. It'll default to your web directory where your websites have to be loaded. And on this server, it's public_HTML. And then what you can do over here is you can control your files and your folders by using the functions up here. So if we wanted to create a new folder, all we're going to do is click New Folder and call it Welcome, whatever you want, whatever folder you're trying to create. And then it'll create it within the current folder, which is public_HTML, which is where you want it on this server. Create a new folder, and there is our welcome folder. You can also upload files into any folders. All you have to do now is, if you want to upload into a folder, is double click on it. It'll go inside there, and then you can click on upload up here, and then you can select files from your own computer to upload to this directory. Then they'll be visible on the website. There's some other things you can do in here as well. You can edit text files. You can change file permissions. And you can view and extract files as well as compress files. You can also download files to your computer from your hosting account from the file manager. So that's an overview of what you can do with file manager. Let's just briefly talk about web stats. Under logs here, we have different types of web stats. We have Webalizer. We have stats for FTP. FTP is when you upload and download files to your computer. The Webalizer FTP will show that access. We have analog stats, and we have AW stats. These all tell you the same thing, but with a different graphical interface. For instance, AW stats, when we click on that, it shows them, click on view here, it shows them in a graphical manner, like you see here, as well as numerical. And you can see all the different types of stats that you can see in here, users and hits, and where your traffic came from, by the month, by the year, unique visitors, page loads, all that stuff. Now if we go back and we look at Webalizer, we see the same information here, and then we can see our stats in the back end here. Okay, basically shows you the same thing, it just looks different. And finally, let's talk about analog stats. Pick your month. Okay, here's what analog stats look like. Again, it'll show you all the same information, but in a different format. So whichever one you want to use is up to you. Whichever one you like the best, you go ahead and use that one to check your stats. You also have an error log in your cPanel, and if any errors have happened, they're going to show up in your error log. Under security, let's look at password protected directories. What you can do here is, just like you would think, you can password protect a certain directory. This allows you to control who can access it, because you can just hand out the password to people that you want to have access to that particular section of your website. So all we have to do is find the directory. Now if we go inside or beneath the directory, click on a little file folder out here, and that'll take us one level in. If we want to select the directory, click right on the directory. You tell it you want to password protect the directory, and you name the protected directory, whatever you want to call it, and call it private area. Save that first. Now go back. And then go down here and give it a username. We'll say welcome. Okay, you can also generate a password and it'll generate a string that's more secure than what we just did here. And then you can modify or add the authorized user. Now if we go back, we'll see that there's an authorized user down here. Now let's go and access this directory and I'll show you what happens. Okay, I've typed in the URL to the welcome directory, is 247365.com/welcome. We hit the enter key, and as you see, we got a password box. Now we have to type in our authentication. Click OK. Now the reason it's telling us that we're forbidden is because we can't actually look at a directory contents in this server. We'd have to give it a path to a specific file. So I have a file in here called test, and I'll put access to that, and then we'll be able to have a look at the file inside the directory. And then it loads up the file contents within our browser here. So that's how you can protect files within a directory. Take note that some servers allow you to browse the contents of a directory in your browser, and some do not, and this particular one does not. So we have to put the URL to the file we want to look at or download in the path in our browser bar. Now we're going to talk about subdomains and add-on domains. Subdomains are when you have an identifier on your site or on your domain that is on the front of it. For instance, our domain name is biz247365. Now let's say that we wanted to create some content on the site to do with affiliate marketing. We could then have a subdomain called affiliate marketing. When that was accessed in the browser, it would be affiliatemarketing.biz247365.com. And that would bring us up the content in the subdomain. Let's create a subdomain now. Click on subdomains. And all you have to do here is give it the name of the subdomain. So let's go affiliate marketing. .biz247365.com, as you see here. And then the document root. Okay, remember I said all the files are in public_html. Affiliate marketing. Create. We go back. And then it shows down here that we have this subdomain. This is where it's located. And of course, we haven't redirected the subdomain. You can redirect a subdomain by managing the redirection here, and you can remove it. So that's how simple it is to set up a subdomain. Now, if we go back and we go to the file manager now, let's go to the file manager. You'll see that we now have a new folder called Affiliate Marketing, and that is where the contents of our subdomain will go. It has its CGI bin directory within the subdomain. CGI bin allows us to run CGI scripts, which is an advanced function, but I just thought I'd mention that you can have your own CGI scripts running within a subdomain. So now we could just upload something here, and we would be able to access it from the subdomain when we typed it into our browser. Let's just create a file and I'll show you what I mean. We'll give it a new file name. Let's call it index.html. If you create a file called index.html, it'll be the home page. Anything that starts with index.html, index.htm, and even index.php will come up on their own when you type in the domain name and the subdomain name here. That's what will come up automatically. So let's create that. And then let's edit it. Now we'll just put in some HTML code here. Okay, so let's save this. Now in our browser, we'll type in affiliate marketing. biz247365.com. Hit enter. And there is the file we just created. So that's how you use a subdomain to put content within a subdomain. Now let's look at add-on domains. What an add-on domain allows you to do is to have multiple domain names under one hosting account. In other words, you can host all of your domains or as many domains as you're allowed to have as add-on domains under one hosting account. So let's go to add-on domains. And then what we would do is we would go through the process of buying a domain name, and then we would just put it in here and add it to our hosting account. So to set up an add-on domain, you just put in the domain name. Let's put an example here. Okay, so I got affiliatemarketinggeeks.com. And then what it does is it creates a subdomain that it's going to put the actual content into. So it'll point the add-on domain to the subdomain. This is going to be the path to the file that are within the domain name. Put in your password. You add the domain and you got your add-on domain set up, and now they have their own space on your hosting account without you having to purchase any more hosting. That's provided your hosting account allows that. Now let's talk about redirects. Very simply put, it will allow you to redirect one domain to another. So if we take biz247365.com. Now what you want to do in this space is put the name of the redirect. Let's say you had an affiliate product you wanted to promote called home-based business or something. You could just put in here home-based business, and then you put where it redirects to in here. So this would be where your affiliate link goes. Okay, so here is an affiliate link for a ClickBank product. So when we type in biz247365.com/home-base-business, it will redirect to the Autopilot Profit product. If we add, and now if we key this in here, let's copy this and paste it into our browser. Hit the enter key. And as you see, our redirect took us to the appropriate site. So that's how easy it is to use a redirect. Now let's do a quick overview on Fantastico. Just roll into your control panel till you see the Fantastico or Fantastico Deluxe icon. If you have it on your hosting account, most cPanel hostings do have it. What this allows you to do is install scripts on your server with basically the click of a few buttons. So for instance, if we want to install a version of WordPress, we just click on WordPress. And then we click New Installation. We pick our domain name. Now, as you see here, we have the subdomain that we could use, or we can use the main domain name. So if we were to put it in a subdomain, and then we can have it in a separate directory here if we want. So we could have it in affiliatemarketing.biz247365.com, have our blog come up right away, or we could install it in a subfile or subdirectory. It doesn't matter what you call it, we'll just call it blog. So our admin access data, type in an admin password, type in a password down here. That's secure. You can give the admin a nickname if you want. If you don't, it'll just be the same as user ID. Admin email address. You put a valid email address in there. And then the name of the site, whatever you want to call it. And then description. My test site. Click install WordPress. Click Finish Installation. This just tells you that it's going to create databases. And then it comes up and tells you what your address is for the admin. So it's affiliatemarketing.biz247365.com/blog, which is where our blog would be, /wp-admin. So if you click on that, you'll go to the sign-on screen to be able to administer your WordPress blog. We're going to get more into WordPress later and how to set it up, but for now what we're going to do is we're going to just look at the home page of the blog that we just set up. And this set up just a base blog for us. You'll see test site was what we called it, my test site, the description, and the base WordPress blog is here all ready to go. So that's how you use Fantastico to set up a script on your site. Okay, and then when you go back to WordPress, get back to our control panel here in Fantastico, you will see that it shows our blog here, and here we can either visit it or we can remove it. I'm going to go ahead and remove it because we don't need it, as it was just a test. And now it has removed it for us. We go back to the overview. And as you see, it's gone.